ladies and gentlemen. I brought along two balloons today to use as object lessons. I'll just get the first one out. Now, can you see this one? I'll hold it up high. Can you see it? Oh, that was the one that didn't have a skin. Just as well God gives us skin, isn't it? Don't need that one. Try the other one. There we are. Okay, this one's got a skin. It's much more sensible when it's got a skin, isn't it? Only problem is, it's a dead balloon. Does it look dead to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You can blow it up. Let me try and blow it up. Okay. Still a dead balloon though, isn't it? Doesn't really do anything. But there's plenty of power inside it. What would happen if I let it go? Okay. How does it get the power to do that? Yes, it's got air inside it that pushes out. Okay, our sermon today is going to be about the power of the Spirit too. Because you see, sometimes in the Bible, the word Spirit is used interchangeably with the word breath, and it was my breath that put the power in there. And if I let it go, you've got yourself a balloon. Okay, but the problem is, you see, that all the power's gone out. It's still a dead balloon. You'd have to tie it up, wouldn't you? You'd have to put some more power into it. And that's one of the problems with things like balloons, that eventually the power goes out of them. Now, Mrs. Hartley and I were in the church hall yesterday doing some cleaning, and there were some balloons that were left over from a party that was held last week. And a lot of those balloons were looking pretty sad after a week because a lot of the power had gone out of them. But you and I can have some power inside us. But it doesn't have to run out like the power that's in the balloon. It's a power that makes us go, that makes us move forward, just like the balloon did. And we get that power from the Holy Spirit, from Jesus living in our lives. And so if you want power to move like that balloon did, then all you have to do is ask Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will come and give your life power and strength.